Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm here in Catskill to pay a visit to Christy Gibson, the owner of Magpie Bookshop. For 7 years, she has been located right here on Main Street, in the heart of the village, where the shop has been a cornerstone to the community and an important part of the cultural fabric. In her indie store, where secondhand and used books are waiting to be discovered, you'll get lost in the shelves, where every nook and cranny has something for everyone. Whether you're a lifelong bookworm, like me, or a new reader just starting out on your book journey, this is a cozy escape for exploring and browsing and letting the books find you. At Magpie Bookshop, Christy is a passionate bibliophile, and she's created a place that will truly capture your imagination. Come with me as I go inside.
Hi, my name is Christy Gibson, and I'm the owner of Magpie Bookshop, and we're currently sitting on the second floor of the bookshop.
Christy, as you know, I've been coming to this bookshop since it started. Can you tell me a little bit about its history and your relationship to Catskill?
Yeah, I started coming to Catskill actually about 12, 13 years ago because my folks actually retired here. I was living and teaching in Connecticut, and I started coming here on weekends, and I just really, really fell in love with the town and the area and everything you could do around here. So I ended up living here part-time for about 6 years, actually coming here every week. And then I wanted a change in career, and I just really felt like this area, and especially Catskill, could really use a bookshop. And so I decided to start one. And that was 7 years ago.
When you say change careers, what were you changing from to?
So I was actually teaching urban studies at the University of Connecticut. And it was really amazing. I had amazing students. It was really interesting to teach there. But I really just wanted to try something else. And I had always really loved books, talking about books. A really good friend of mine had run a used bookshop for about 10 years, so I spoke to her a lot about what it would take to start one, and then I just decided to go ahead and do it.
How did you land on this particular building? To me, this is the centerpiece of Catskill coming to your bookstore, and it's the quintessential bookshop, upstairs, downstairs. Can you kind of walk us through the store?
So getting this particular building was complete dumb luck. There was not a lot going on in Catskill on Main Street 7-8 years ago, but there was a little coffee shop back then called Retriever Roaster. And this building is right next door to where that used to be. So when this building came up for sale, it was the perfect place to start a bookstore because I didn't necessarily want to do a coffee shop myself, but being right next door to one is a really great synergy when you have a used bookstore.
And you live upstairs, right?
I do. So the entire building is actually 4 floors. It's a very narrow, skinny building, but it goes up quite high. So the bookstore occupies the first 2 floors, and I live on the second 2 floors.
That's the ultimate living above the shop experience, I think. So as I look around the shop, I see literally hundreds and hundreds of books organized on the shelves, organized in old apple crates. Can you tell me how you acquire the books that you get?
So about 80% of the books in the shop, I go out and find myself. I source them from library sales and estate sales, and I just go out looking. I often, once a year, drive to California and back looking for books. So I look for books all across the Southeast, the Southwest. And then the rest of the year, I go and find them regionally around New England. So this afternoon, I'm actually going to Massachusetts to buy books at a large library sale. And then about 20% of the books in the shop are actually donated to the shop. So when donations come in, I give people a nice discount that day if they donate books. And then whatever I can use, I use. And then whatever I can't use goes out on a free cart out front for the community.
So let's talk categories. What are the categories of books that you carry?
So I'm a general purpose used bookstore, so I have a lot of diverse categories. I definitely focus on things I'm more interested in, though. I think all bookstore owners do that naturally. So I have a lot of books on food politics and food writing and cookbooks, because that's a particular interest of mine. All of my background, all of my degrees are in geography, especially urban geography. So I have a large urban studies section. I have a lot of books on cities. And then I just have a lot of books on other countries. I'm just really fascinated by the world and how people live in different places. There's a lot of nature and science, fair amount of memoir, books on spirituality. And then I have a lot of more modern contemporary literature and fiction.
And where do your customers come from? Do you find they're local in the neighborhood, or are they coming from all over?
It's definitely a big mix. I would say probably at least half of my customers live in and around Catskill full-time, and then the other half are probably visitors to the area. And then out of the full-time customers, some of my best customers are definitely people who are retired, who have a little bit more time to read. But I also have a lot of families who come in and buy books for their kids. I have a pretty large kids section.
I learn about the other independent bookstores in the region really through you. Can you tell us some of your favorite stores here in New York?
So I love to go out and visit other bookstores. On my one day off a week, I'm often out visiting other bookstores. We're really fortunate in this area in that we actually have a Hudson Valley book trail with a map. And it has, I believe, 26 bookstores on it. And then beyond that, there's probably another dozen. So within 2 hours of Catskill, there's at least 30 bookstores. So some of my favorite ones are definitely other secondhand bookstores. I really love Rogers Book Barn out in Hillsdale. It's a classic. She's been there for 40 years. I recently discovered Catnap Books up in Cobleskill. He's been there for almost 30 years. Also really amazing. And then also Bruised Apple down in Peekskill. Also been there for 26, 27 years, I think, at this point. Fantastic selection. And then just this past weekend, I went for the first time to Dove & Hudson up in Albany, which is a great bookstore. I had no idea really how extensive their collection of modern literature was. It's phenomenal up there.
So the Hudson Valley Book Trail is something I actually didn't know about. Who started it? Was it a consortium of shops?
It's a couple of shops, mostly south of here. Split Rock Books in Cold Spring was very instrumental. Oblong Books, Montgomery Book Exchange. So a bunch of them got together and started making a map. And then they started reaching out and contacting all the other bookshops in the Hudson Valley. So eventually, about 2 years ago, a map was made that was sent out to all of us. And then a tote bag was printed with the map on it that we all sell in our shops. And it's just been really, really great. In part to sort of spread the word of what an amazing literary area this is. I know when I travel around the country looking for books, it's honestly rare to run into more than one bookshop in like a 2-hour range of another bookshop. The fact that there's probably 30 of them in a 2-hour range here, I doubt there's any other place outside of New York City that you're going to find this concentration of bookstores in the entire U.S. Almost even mix of bookstores that sell new books and use secondhand bookstores as well. So it's really a great diversity. And it's been also amazing because I've been able to go visit and meet some of the other owners of these shops. It encourages people to really go out and explore different bookstores.
Has there ever been a book that you've acquired, that you've sold in your shop, that you wish you didn't?
Oh, you know, I have a tendency when somebody's looking for a really interesting book, if I have a copy up in my personal collection, I have a tendency to go grab it and sell it to them. And occasionally, I sometimes think, oh, I'm never going to find another copy of that. But you know what? You usually do. So.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I like to find local recommendations and beyond. Can you give us some of yours?
Oh, so part of what I love about Catskill is that it's such a great mix of sort of the farmland and the farms, the mountains for hiking, and then all the little towns and all the resources around here. So I love to go out hiking in the summertime. I love going up into the mountains, the different peak areas. It's really fun to go check out the little mountain towns around here. We also just have really great resources for things like kayaking and boating around here. Like, we have a huge bird preserve. I love to go kayak in the bird preserve.
Where's the bird preserve?
It's right on the junction of the Catskill Creek and the Hudson River.
Why don't we go downstairs? Great. Oh my God, so much good stuff. When I walk on Main Street in Catskill, I've always admired your windows, which change all the time with their displays, whether it's globes or posters, vintage books. But what are these little sculptures that looks like they're made from books?
So when books come in, if they're damaged or if they can't be resold because they've just got too much wear on them, I often repurpose them into book art. So I've made a bunch of little snowmen over the years with little hand-knit scarves and little hats. I've made a ton of pumpkins and apples for the fall. I've made Christmas trees with ornaments made out of old buttons. They're just a really nice way to keep utilizing the material, even if it's past the point where it can sort of exist as a functioning book.
Book art. So I'm looking at actual little designs that are made from pages of old books. Mm-hmm. I love these. Here in the shop, I've spotted what looks like a map designed on top of maybe a coffee mug or a planter. Can you tell me about that artist?
Yeah, her name is Cheyenne Mallow, and she makes the most amazing ceramics. She's based out of Olive Bridge, New York, just south of here, and she and I are actually really good hiking and ultimate frisbee friends. And she's been designing and making with her partner, Zach, these topographic maps of the Catskills, but also of all these other regions and the Hudson River, some national parks, just really beautifully done bowls and mugs and pots and all kinds of things. They're really striking. So one other amazing thing about Catskill is that they've really done a lot of nice work on the bridge that crosses the Hudson River here. So this morning, actually, I like to get up early and walk before I open the shop. I actually walked from Main Street over the bridge, looped Olana, and came back. It's such a beautiful walk you can do. You can do like 7 miles from Main Street Catskill through beautiful Victorian neighborhoods, then over an amazing bridge looking at the river, and you can see the muskrat dams down in the river, and you can see bald eagles. And then you can walk straight from there into the bridle paths around Olana. It's such a great resource.
Is that the connection between the Thomas Cole site and Olana?
It is. It's called the Hudson River Skywalk. Yeah, they've really done a great job on it.
That's a great recommendation. The Hudson River Skywalk is definitely a gift to our area of the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. I'm tempted to go there right now, but I don't want to leave the comfort of your shop. I see a bunch of classics I've always meant to read, but never did. Lots of new fiction and a great selection of history books. But I think I'm going to treat myself to this recipe book about how to cook winter root vegetables that was calling my name, and a book of photographs from the National Museum of the American Indian, which was displayed upstairs. These are two great finds. Thank you, Christy, as always, and we'll see you next time in Catskill.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at roundtoprecommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.